Deuteronomy chapter 5. And Moses called all Israel and said to them, Hear, O Israel, the statutes and judgments which I speak in your ears this day, that you may learn them and keep and do them. Yahweh our Elohim made a covenant with us in Horeb. Yahweh did not make this covenant with our fathers, but with us, even us, who are all of us here alive this day. Yahweh talked with you face to face in the mount out of the midst of the fire. I stood between Yahweh and you at that time to show you the word of Yahweh, for you were afraid by reason of the fire, and did not go up into the mount, saying, I am Yahweh your Elohim, which brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. You shall have no other Elohim before me. You shall not make you any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters beneath the earth. You shall not bow down yourself to them, nor serve them. For I, Yahweh your Elohim, am a jealous El, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy to thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of Yahweh your Elohim in vain, for Yahweh will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. Keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it, as Yahweh your Elohim has commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahweh your Elohim. In it you shall not do any work, you, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your manservant, nor your maidservant, nor your ox, nor your ass, nor any of your cattle, nor your stranger that is within your gates, that your manservant and your maidservant may rest as well as you. And remember that you were a servant in the land of Egypt, and that Yahweh your Elohim brought you out from there through a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm. Therefore, Yahweh your Elohim commanded you to keep the Sabbath day. Honor your father and mother, as Yahweh your Elohim has commanded you, that your days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with you in the land which Yahweh your Elohim gives you. You shall not murder, neither shall you commit adultery, neither shall you steal, neither shall you bear false witness against your neighbor, neither shall you desire your neighbor's wife, neither shall you covet your neighbor's house, his field, or his manservant, or his maidservant, his ox, or his ass, or anything that is your neighbor's. These words Yahweh spoke to all your assembly in the mount out of the midst of the fire, of the cloud, and of the thick darkness with a great voice. And he added no more. And he wrote them in 2 tablets of stone and delivered them to me. And it came to pass, when you heard the voice out of the midst of the darkness, for the mountain did burn with fire, that you came near to me, even all the heads of your tribes and your elders, and you said, Behold, Yahweh, our Elohim, has showed us his splendor and his greatness, and we have heard his voice out of the midst of the fire. We have seen this day that Yahweh does talk with man, and he lives. Now therefore, why should we die? For this great fire will consume us. If we hear the voice of Yahweh our Elohim any more, then we shall die. For who is there of all flesh that has heard the voice of the living Elohim speaking out of the midst of the fire as we have and lived? You go near and hear all that Yahweh our Elohim shall say, and speak you to us all that Yahweh our Elohim shall speak to you, and we will hear it and do it. And Yahweh heard the voice of your words when you spoke to me, and Yahweh said to me, I have heard the voice of the words of this people, which they have spoken to you. They have well said all that they have spoken. Oh, that there were such a heart in them that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them and with their children forever. Go, say to them, get you into your tents again. But as for you, you stand here by me, and I will speak to you all the commandments and the statutes and the judgments which you shall teach them, that they may do them in the land which I give them to possess it. You shall observe to do, therefore, as Yahweh your Elohim has commanded you. You shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. You shall walk in all the ways which Yahweh your Elohim has commanded you, that you may live, and that it may be well with you, and that you may prolong your days in the land which you shall possess. End of chapter 1.